Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Hey, everybody. Dan and Charlie Kirk Show. Bill Ackman does a mea culpa when he now acknowledges his funding of Harvard involvement was subsidizing Jew hatred, Western hatred, and hatred of white people. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast as we go through this incredible story. Get your tickets to America Fest at amfest.com. We have Tucker Carlson, Patrick Bet David, Candace Owens, Glenn Beck, Rob Schneider, and more. Steve Bannon, Donald Trump Jr., Jonathan Isaac, Ali B. Stuckey, Tim Pool, amfest.com, amfest.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Things are changing. After 9/11, we saw a massive change in American politics. After COVID, we saw a massive change in American politics. And after Israel's 9/11, we are seeing a similar change in the American political landscape. For years, we have been focused here at Turning Point USA. In fact, I wrote a whole book called The College Scam. College Scam, how America's universities are bankrupting and brainwashing away the future of America's youth. We talked about how universities are a threat to the American Republic. I want to introduce you to somebody. I've never met him. He's a Democrat donor regime type. He's probably best known for making nearly $2.5 billion for shorting the market right before COVID on March 3rd, 2020. That's where I first was made aware of him. He made a $27 million short of the market, ended up netting him $2.6 billion during COVID. He has a very unique investment style. He only invests in 7 or 8 stocks. He goes all in on 7 or 8 companies. He's done some activist stuff in years past. Of course, I'm talking about Bill Ackman. Bill Ackman is somebody that most Americans don't know of. He hasn't done anything that radical, but he's donated tons of money to Planned Parenthood. He's donated to Richard Blumenthal, Chuck U. Schumer, Robert Menendez, the Democrat National Committee, the Democrat Senatorial Committee. He has been very, very generous to Jewish causes, including the Center for Jewish History, the Innocence Project as well, and Centurion Ministries in Princeton, New Jersey. He's a typical New York Wall Street type donor. Nothing overly radical, not like George Soros, but certainly not investing in causes that would strengthen the United States of America. And there's many people like Bill Ackman, Harvard educated, regime type, promoted the COVID vaccine. So you don't spend much time thinking about people like him. It's not that different than other Wall Street types. But October 7th changed everything. Bill Ackman is an independent thinker. We saw evidence of this where Bill Ackman, out of nowhere, during the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, Bill Ackman tweeted out saying Kyle Rittenhouse defended himself. Bill Ackman looks at the data, he looks at the facts, and he comes to a conclusion. Now, being raised in New York Jewish life and going to Harvard, he tilted to the center left. In fact, gave a lot of money to the left. Probably didn't think much of it. It's just what you do. Bill Ackman has been a major donor to Harvard, pledged $15 million. In fact, he has signed a pledge to give away half of his net worth by the end of his life to charitable causes. And he's worth about $4 billion. And he has all the toys of a billionaire. Big plane, homes, mansions, you name it. But Bill Ackman will look at the data, and evidently, he is willing to say something about it. After October 7th, Bill Ackman led the charge in calling out Harvard, which has become a threat to the American homeland, a threat to our country, when 31 student organizations came out in support of Hamas's butchery, the attempted Holocaust of the Jewish people in the nation of Israel. Not where they targeted army installations or military camps. They went after babies. They went after children for multiple hours. They were sitting ducks. And the Harvard organizations applauded it with enthusiasm, with vigor, with passion. Bill Ackman saw this as a prominent Harvard graduate. He received his Bachelor of Arts degree, magna cum laude, in social studies from Harvard, a major donor, and well known in high finance circles in New York as being one of the Harvard gatekeepers, well-connected, well-respected, gave money to all the right causes. But Bill Ackman saw enough. Bill Ackman saw the rapes, the murders by Hamas against Israel, and he was speechless when Harvard was celebrating it. Not just one fringe person, not one professor, but it seemed institutionally that Harvard and 31 student organizations came out and said, glory to our martyrs. Bill Ackman then came out and said, I will not hire a single person who participated in this post-Harvard University sort of activity. He said, we will not hire those people. He famously was supportive of putting the names and faces of the students that were involved in this. Bill Ackman tried to get the attention of the president of Harvard, President Gay. President Gay is in front of Congress right now, having to answer for what Harvard University has become. Bill Ackman tried to get the attention of President Gay in charge of Harvard. Did everything he possibly could. He's worth $4 billion. He's a major donor. You would think that someone gives or pledges $17 million, you could get the CEO on the phone. I could tell you this. If somebody were to give Turning Point USA $17 million, I would take that phone call. President Gay ignored Bill Ackman. Bill Ackman is part of a trend. It is a promising trend. I think it's just beginning. It is a trend of wealthy elites that at times have financed and participated in behavior that is self-destructive, and they are publicly reconsidering. And I think one person deserves the most credit for blazing this trail, Elon Musk. I think Elon Musk purchasing Twitter, Elon Musk speaking out on these things has created space for other elites to do the same. So Bill Ackman tried to get the president of Harvard's attention. Hey, President Gay, can we have a meeting? Phone call? Ignored. So Bill Ackman went public in one of the most powerful letters that I have seen in the last couple of years, especially in regards to colleges and higher education. Bill Ackman wrote and published a public letter to the president of Harvard. Bill Ackman did his homework and his research. He has whistleblowers of professors and faculty members that acknowledge and admit what Harvard has become. Now, when you first start reading this letter, you think, okay, Bill Ackman is going to say, how dare you, President Gay? Harvard University has become a hotbed of anti-Semitism, and that's not okay. He says that, but he goes a step, two, three, four further. Bill Ackman doesn't just say that it's a hotbed of anti-Semitism. No, no, no. Bill Ackman articulates in great detail that Harvard is producing anti-American and anti-white activists, his words, that are infiltrating the rest of the country. He has whistleblowers from Harvard that say years ago, Harvard stopped being a place where all perspectives were welcome. Quote, Harvard is a place where loud-filled, hate-filled protests appear to be encouraged, but where faculty and students can't share points of view that are inconsistent with the accepted narrative on campus. Harvard became a place where if you toe the party line, there was applause. If you disagree, you're drowned out. The gatekeepers of speech continue to further narrow what they deem acceptable. Continues. When Bill Ackman asked the faculty about the causes behind the Israeli-Gaza protests and the tolerance of anti-Semitism on campus, you would think that Bill Ackman was reading from the Charlie Kirk Show transcripts. Get this. It's unbelievable. Whiteness at Harvard is deemed fundamentally oppressive. Indigenous peoples are presented as in need of justice and reparations. Jews are presented as white people. It is therefore okay to hate Israel and Jews as they are deemed to be oppressors. Boy, we've been making that argument since the very first day. We said once you create the framework for a generation to view the world through a certain lens, don't be shocked when they apply that lens to Israel. That is cultural Marxism. Bill Ackman was once a financier and a funder of these ideas, but wait till you see the kicker of the letter. This is a very promising trend, everybody, of people that were once complicit with their funding and their alliance to the worst institutions are now defecting and are at war with them. 'Tis the season to see beautiful pine trees covered in snow, but have you read about pine needle extract? No, I'm serious about the hottest new trend is adding pine needle extract to your daily tea or coffee. Pine needles contain one of the most intriguing compounds found naturally with only a certain species of pine trees called shimamic acid. This is a product, it's wild harvested, kept raw and alive by Ascent Nutrition. Pine needle extract qualifies as a superfood because of over the 200 bioactive vitamins, nutrients, and minerals, amino acids, and enzymes to bring to your body. This extract naturally contains nature's highest source of DHEA, which people call the happiness hormone. The reported benefits are extensive, so I encourage you to research and ask your doctor about the supplement. Because it is wild harvested, it's made in small batches. That means it is about to sell out for the holidays. This particular product sells out fast every time a new shipment drops. So go now. I put it in my coffee and you should too. If you've got someone you're thinking of on your Christmas list who would love this in their stocking, check out the hottest new health trend for your health conscious loved ones. Give the gift of good health this Christmas with Ascent Nutrition. Visit GoAscent. That's GoAscent nutrition.com. GoAscent nutrition.com. Use promo code Kirk for a 10% discount. For a little over $30, you can provide someone with the most unique health supplement gift they'll receive this Christmas. Visit GoAscentNutrition.com, GoAscentNutrition.com. So Bill Ackman writes here, and again, I just want to reemphasize this. This guy is a regime dude. He donates to all the fashionable stuff. Planned Parenthood, Chuck U. Schumer, Museum This, Museum Y, Sign the Pledge. He's in that kind of protected class. He doesn't have to be doing this. This here is a tomahawk missile against the educational regime. This here is not just, by the way, millions of people have viewed this tweet, about 5 million people at the last counting. But it's also, Bill Ackman is an opinion shaper. He's extremely smart and very, very well respected amongst high society elites. So when Bill Ackman writes this, you better believe that thousands of other Harvard alumni, hundreds of other Wall Street types are saying, oh boy, if Bill Ackman is saying this. Understand, Bill Ackman is now an investor in X and has defended X against the advertiser boycott. So Bill Ackman, 5 years ago, would have been labeled as Democrat donor, Harvard apologist, defender of democracy, all that crap. Now all of a sudden, Bill Ackman is defecting. Do you see a trend here? It's not a massive amount of people, but it's growing and it's growing and it's growing. Elon Musk in some ways was the crossing of the Rubicon for high society elites. Okay, so Bill Ackman continues. This letter is extraordinary because he very well could have, I thought he was going to land the letter by saying, President Gay, it's unacceptable. All the Jew hatred. And by the way, it's totally legit. It is unacceptable. But then he goes a step further. And I was speechless as I read this. He didn't have to go where he went in this letter. So Bill Ackman decided to do an investigation and talk to as many members of the faculty as possible. Talk to them, whistleblowers, essentially. And get this. He says, discrimination at Harvard is not limited to anti-Semitism. The problems at Harvard are clearly not just about Jews and Israel. It is abundantly clear that straight white males are discriminated against in recruitment and advancement at Harvard. I have been attacked relentlessly the last 2 years when I say clearly and plainly into the camera that there is a war on white people in the West, including in colleges and Harvard. Media Matters loses their mind. The media says, you can't say that. It's not happening, and it's good that it is. Whiteness is a cancer. So after the Minot Air Force Base thing with Tyler Boyer and that whole thing, the Associated Press calls me a white agitator. It is fashionable to hate white people. You can get extra points to hate white people. And here is Bill Ackman. He doesn't have to be right in this. You think Bill Ackman is going to increase in his holiday and Christmas and Hanukkah invitations? You think Bill Ackman is going to be liked more for saying this? He doesn't care. And honestly, God bless him. Yeah, here's the Associated Press. It's unbelievable. This is the Associated Press. The group's founder, Turning Point USA, is Charlie Kirk, a white conservative agitator who has built a following in flaming racial divides. That's what the Associated Press says about me. I'm a white conservative agitator. Is Bill Ackman a white conservative agitator, Associated Press? I'm telling you, their party has fallen apart. So he continues, and he writes this letter, and this is what I love about this. I got to be honest, some people are not receiving this well, and I'm going to challenge you guys. I think repentance is a beautiful thing, if it's sincere. If it's fake, no question. But when somebody acknowledges that they've been making a mistake, when somebody says, boy, I was doing something wrong, and now I want to correct it, that sort of humility is encouraging, and it's honestly beautiful. I think it's a really great thing. And if we want to win the country, do we want to just say, you weren't with us? No, hold on a second. Bill Ackman was just operating in the upper high society Jewish donor circuit. Give money to Harvard, you give money to this museum, you do this, you do that. And he acknowledges it. Bill Ackman, I am embarrassed for not having been aware and previously taken the time to investigate these issues until anti-Semitism exploded on campus. I should have paid more attention as it did not take a forensic analysis to surface and better understand these issues. God bless Bill Ackman for his courage. Strong Cell is amazing. I got to tell you, the combination of NADH, CoQ10, and collagen is really something. You know, people ask me, they say, Charlie, how do you keep your energy up? How do you just keep on pushing? Look, part of it is diet, nutrition, but I'll be honest, I take supplements really seriously. Fact check me on this. You can say, oh, Charlie, I'm going to fact check you. Type this into your search engine. NADH. Just type it in. What does it tell you? It might tell you that it is the secret to living long, anti-aging properties, more energy. Well, all of that is being proven in more and more clinical trials. NADH is a precursor so that your mitochondria can remain healthy and vibrant. The elites, a lot of billionaires, people with a lot of money, they spend a ton of money on NAD. It's a fact. NAD just might be your secret weapon for more energy. I take NAD every single day. I could tell you that NADH compared with CoQ10, the trials show very, very good things. I don't take my word for it. I mean, honestly, my word should be good for something, but fact check me. Look at it. And if you do it over 30 days, you'll see an increase in energy. I wake up better than ever before. NAD can help you potentially, again, fact check me on this, with depression, anxiety, other issues that you might be dealing with. It is nature's gift to you, so you might have extra energy and mental clarity. You guys can use promo code Charlie for 20% off. It's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD might be nature's secret weapon for you. I love it. I take it every single day. Try it for at least 30 days to see the maximum benefit. And let me know, has NAD helped your life? Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out. Strongcell.com/Charlie. Several items here. I want to get to the testimony. It's happening right now. I want to get that tape going. But let me finish on the Bill Ackman deal. I want to repeat this. I'm embarrassed for not having been aware and previously taken the time to investigate these issues until anti-Semitism exploded on campus. I should have paid more attention as I did not take a forensic analysis to surface and better understand these issues. So some people on the right are receiving this Bill Ackman letter and letters like it with bitterness. They say, oh, who are you, Bill Ackman? You've been a major donor of this stuff. Excuse me while I don't accept your repentance. I think this is totally the wrong approach. First of all, I could say from personal experience, I said some really stupid stuff 5 or 6 years ago. And some people still hold it against me. Charlie, you said something 5 years ago really stupid. That's not a way that civilization should operate. That is an unforgiving, rigid, and honestly, a ghoulish society that does not allow for repentance or forgiveness or advancement, acknowledgement of error. That's not Christian. That's not biblical. That's not Western. That's some sort of weird, totalitarian, unforgiving, very, very tribal way of running life. I don't like it at all. If somebody makes a mistake and says, yeah, I was wrong here, and now I'm willing to correct, we should welcome them with open arms. Now, it has to be a legitimate repentance. For example, if Bill Ackman wrote this letter and the next day he gave a $10 million donation to Harvard, then, okay, we know that it's a fraud. We're actually seeing the opposite. He's pulling his money and getting other donors to pull their money. And so the bitterness that some people have on social media right now towards Bill Ackman's letter, I think it's silly. I think it's wrong. And it's also, I don't know what worldview that comes from. Just, I've been right for the last 20 years, and anyone who agrees with me, I hate. Maybe you have a personal problem, honestly. You should be happy that people are saying what you believe. For example, I have one of two ways that I can process this. The Wall Street Journal. Today, Wall Street Journal. Higher education has become a threat to America. That's the headline. So I have one of two ways. I can look at this article with bitterness or with celebration. Why would I be bitter about this? Well, if I had a very damaged worldview, I'd say, I wrote the book first, The College Scam. How dare you, Wall Street Journal? You wouldn't have published that 16 months ago. Excuse me while I don't take it seriously. Okay? That's how a lot of people on the right are processing this stuff right now. You have to deprogram that. You got to walk away from it. That is not a way, that's not Christian, it's not biblical, it's not Western. Instead, I look at this article in the Wall Street Journal. Higher ed has become a threat to America. You know what I say? Wow. The relentless many years of working on this topic, we finally moved the Overton window. Praise God that John Ellis was able to publish an article in the Wall Street Journal. I want to read this. This plays right into the Bill Ackman story. It's unbelievable. John Ellis, our corrupt, radical universities feed every scourge from censorship and crime to anti-Semitism. The College Scam, how America's universities are bankrupting and brainwashing away the future of America's youth. Is it the Wall Street Journal or is it the College Scam? I don't care. It's amazing how much can get done if you don't care who gets the credit. This is an incredibly powerful article. This guy is a professor emeritus of German literature at the University of California, Santa Cruz, author of The Breakdown of Higher Education, How It Happened, The Damage It Does, and What Can Be Done. Let me write, this is, I love this sentence, and then I got to play this thing from the congressional hearing. This is the Wall Street Journal. I love this. Professors are now predominantly closed-minded, ignorant, and stupid enough. The Wall Street Journal is publishing op-eds where they're calling professors stupid. What a time to be alive. Oh my goodness, I never thought I'd see it. This is happening at a rapid pace, and I got to tell you, it's happening large in part thanks to Twitter being liberated. Ideas can travel faster than ever before, and the Overton window is moving. Thank you, Elon Musk. Okay, let me continue. If enough parents and students gave serious thought to the question whether this ridiculous version of a college education is still worth 4 years of a young person's life and tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars, corrupt institutions of higher education would collapse, creating the space for better ones to arise. The biggest threat to our future isn't climate change, China, or the national debt. It is the tyrannical grip that a hopelessly corrupt higher education now has on our national life. If we don't stop it now, it will eventually destroy the most successful society in world history. That's the Wall Street Journal's opinion section today. Things are changing. This would have been laughed at a year ago. If this article would have been submitted to the Wall Street Journal opinion side, they'd say, yeah, fat chance, Mr. Ellis. Thanks for shopping. In the events that have unfolded post-October 7th, this is the kicker, is not only are people's eyes being opened to the Jew hatred, it is being opened to the entire poisonous, toxic, and venomous worldview that our universities are creating. The bigotry industrial complex that is anti-white, anti-Jewish, anti-Western, anti-Christian, and anti-American. The bigotry collegiate complex that we have seen, and it's not, and by the way, our taxpayer dollars are funding it and donors are funding it, but it's changing thanks to people like Bill Ackman. He writes, when 34 Harvard student organizations came out in support of Hamas's barbaric terrorism, it was a wake-up call for me. And I hope that having to face Congress on Tuesday will be a wake-up call for you. Perfect segue. This is the wake-up call that Bill Ackman was foreshadowing. Play cut 48.
What is the percentage of conservative professors at your institutions? I only want to know the percent of conservatives. What is the number, Dr. President Gay?
So I can't provide you that statistic because it's not data that we collect. We don't collect
that data. That concerns me. And President McGill, what are the percentage of conservative professors allowed to teach at your institution?
We do not track that information, so I can't give that to you.
Okay, no, none. I got the message. And President Kornbluth, what is the percentage of conservative professors at MIT?
We do not document people's political views, but
shamefully revealing that there's no diversity and inclusion of intellectual thought.
Colleges have become a place where they want everyone to look different, but think the same. Their idea of diversity is melanin content, not intellectual or ideological diversity. Elise Stefanik leans in to President Gay of Harvard, President Gay of Harvard, who is doing more damage to the American homeland, overseeing Harvard with a $50 billion endowment, putting the Harvard Crimson logo behind the most destructive, bigoted, and cancerous ideas imaginable. Play cut 41.
Well, let me ask you this. Will admissions offers be rescinded or any disciplinary action be taken against students or applicants who say, from the river to the sea or intifada, advocating for the murder of Jews?
As I've said, that type of hateful, reckless, offensive speech is personally abhorrent to me.
And today that when no action will be taken, what action will be taken?
When speech crosses into conduct that violates our policies, including policies against bullying, harassment, or intimidation, we take action.
Continue with cut 42.
And we have robust disciplinary processes that allow us to hold individuals accountable.
What action has been taken against students who are harassing and calling for the genocide of Jews on Harvard's campus?
I can assure you we have robust
what actions have been taken. I'm not asking
actions underway.
I'm asking what actions have been taken against those students.
Given students' rights to privacy and our obligations under FERPA, I will not say more about any specific cases other than to reiterate that processes are ongoing.
Okay, so let's test it. Why don't we have a bunch of white students at Harvard? This wouldn't happen because there's not that many that would do this, but God bless them, they'd say, George Floyd was a scumbag. George Floyd was a scumbag. George Floyd was a scumbag. How would she react? Christmas is here, everybody, and that means that you might have to be moving boxes or just it's tough, a lot of stress, and that means inflammation increases. And that means pain also might increase alongside of it. Relief Factor, though, is here to help. It's a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. It's 100% drug-free, and Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for pain. Relief Factor uses a unique and proven formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and many others to help you get out of pain, to reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains you're experiencing. So whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Unlike pills that simply mask your pain for a short time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation, so you feel better all day, every day. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor Quick Start, and nearly 70% of people go on to order it again. Relief Factor isn't simply about feeling better. It's about living better, living the life you want, doing the activities you love. So see how Relief Factor can help you with their 3-week Quick Start, feel back, or your money back guarantee. So check it out right now, relieffactor.com, or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Slay that inflammation. Go to relieffactor.com. Let's just show an example. For those of you that are not yet convinced at what these institutions of higher education have become. These are black Harvard students dressed in Middle Eastern garb saying, quote, there is not black liberation without Palestinian liberation. All black people in this nation, we understand liberation trouble. America is the OG apartheid regime. I remember the weekend of October 7th. I told our team and we sent it up and we were pretty forceful about it. And it came under immediate criticism by some very, very, very low IQ people on social media on the left. They said, how dare Charlie do this? How dare he? And we were totally right. Because I read the literature. I know the Marxists very well. I look at their chatter. I look at their social. And we predicted it. And I said, just wait. BLM is going to come out in full force in support of Hamas. And I remember there were people that came after us so hard, even on the right. How dare you? And it turned out to be correct. BLM Chicago, BLM leaders. Because the way they view the world is through oppressor oppressed. Everything. Somebody has more money, they must have been a thief. Somebody is happier, they must be doing something illegal. This is a zero-sum way of viewing the planet. It's also just a really miserable way of living. Welcome to Harvard. Play cut 47.
There is no black liberation without Palestinian liberation.
As black people in this nation, we understand liberation struggle.
America is the OG apartheid regime.
Yes.
Uncle Sam's oppression is universal.
We know that the military occupying force in Gaza is the same occupying force that terrorizes our communities, the black ghettos in this country here.
So here's what needs to happen. For years, there was an article written in the Wall Street Journal called the H-bomb. I think it was a couple months ago. They repeat it. So the Wall Street Journal wrote it. It's called the H-bomb, where people from Harvard are very careful not to say that they went to Harvard because they don't want to seem presumptuous or pretentious. They just say, I went to school outside of Boston. I went to school in Boston, they say. And what they're getting at is that once you say you're from Harvard, people treat you so well and people really appreciate you. Okay, now it's time. Whenever you hear that someone went to Harvard, you should assume they're a bigot until they prove otherwise. H-bomb. When someone says that they went to Columbia, you say, oh my goodness, you mean the place that hates Jews? When someone says they went to Dartmouth, you should say, oh my goodness, I heard that they hate white people there. They hate white people at Penn and at Yale. Do you understand what this will do to the psyche? And they might say, oh yeah, they do. Say, okay, you're a bigot. I'm not impressed. Understand that so many of these Ivy League types, like those maniac, those blacks there, they think that they can walk around the West of the rest of their world borrowing on the quote-unquote prestige of the Harvard name, that they could do whatever they want. And they probably will. They'll probably get into the club because a bunch of white liberals will want to be told that they're racist by these very stupid Harvard graduates that, you know, oh, yeah, the original OG apartheid. Really, that's the best you could do? You go to Harvard. I thought you're supposed to be smart. Well, you probably got in because of affirmative action, not very bright. But you understand what this will do to the psyche of Harvard graduates? Next time you meet a Harvard graduate, you should be like, wow, do you hate white people? You should assume that they hold the worldview. Oh, no, 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 no. That was just, it was really just, you know, a fringe thing. No, I think the whole institution does. It's too bad. Harvard started as a Christian university where you had to graduate. You had to know biblical Hebrew to graduate up until the year 1800. It's not what it once was. And now if you say, if I meet you and you say, I went to Yale, I went to Princeton, I went to Stanford, I went to Harvard, I kind of assume you're not very smart and that you're a bigot. Now, not all of them are. I'm sure there's some good people. I feel sorry for some of them, but I am not going to bend the knee, the thing that every Ivy League person, sorry, Blake, deep down enjoys, where they kind of have this weird power trip over you. Yeah, I went to Princeton. Okay, you're a bigot, and you're probably not very bright. Don't give them that sort of superiority, that little chest pumping. Enough. You go to the worst of all the institutions. Now, if you tell me you went to Hillsdale, all of a sudden you have my respect. You tell me you went to Harvard? I think you go to a museum of a school that used to be great and is now a factory of the worst ideas on the planet. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. And God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting, because life's too short for a bad hire.